I know I amount to more than a College Board test score, so why can't I stop taking the SAT? I'm Megan Bouse with a commentary from Youth Radio. This October will be my fourth encounter with the SAT. Thousands of dollars and many gnawed-off nails have only boosted my score 20 points each time. I even tried going into the most recent test cold turkey because I thought overstudying was the problem. The worst part? I can ace AP Calculus, but miss a level 3 SAT problem every single time. I assumed being able to earn strong grades in hard classes indicated intelligence, but a low score from this seemingly straightforward test made me question that notion. My peers tell me not to subject myself to more torture, but I've never let myself settle for anything less than I think I'm capable of. Though I don't want to finance the College Board by taking yet another test, abandoning the SAT before I reach my desired score would be like running a marathon and stopping at the 25th mile. For Youth Radio, I'm Megan Bouse.
Less important than people enjoying how it feels getting my first phone. I'm Scott Lau. Addiction to kick in. For Youth Radio, I'm Scott Lau.